Should crimes against the environment be arrestable offenses with an opening to pursue them in criminal court? Well, that's what the campaign Stop Ecocide is arguing for after representatives returned home after the COP15 biodiversity conference in Montreal in December. Kootenay Morning spoke to Jamie Hunter, a Nelson resident who joined the group and traveled to Montreal to connect with others who want to see harsher penalties for crimes against nature.
Right now, there's a movement of giving rights to nature, but those rights don't mean anything unless we actually have a criminal law to back them up with. So it would be an international crime, and so individual countries would then ratify that crime into their domestic legal systems, and so there would be the opportunity for it to be tried domestically initially, but if for some reason a country was unable or unwilling to do that, it could go to the ICC and be tried at the international level there.
The conference was the first time that the Canadian branch of Stop Ecocide got together in person to chisel out strategies and hear from their international counterparts. Jamie Hunter said the group's idea of adding ecocide along crimes like genocide or war crimes in international court got a warm reception.
People came from all over. It was especially positive to see there were a great number of people from Africa, from the continent. Many of those people were from countries that are really being threatened right now by climate change and by biodiversity loss, and so they were particularly interested in solutions like Stop Ecocide.
Although a complex thing to get past, Jamie Hunter said he is hopeful that ecocide one day will become a prosecutable offense, but some resolutions were made during the conference, such as the so-called 30-30 rule.
Which is protecting 30% of land and oceans by 2030. Canada did agree to this target.
Mm-hmm.
Will they meet it? That's the problem, really, is that these agreements are non-binding. Mm. So if a country doesn't meet the targets, there's really no consequence except public opinion. Really, the only way to make sure that these agreements are kept is for the public to be pushing.
Jamie Hunter said the International Stop Ecocide campaign, which started in 2017, felt some wind in the sails after the Montreal conference. Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.